this is a life where you can feel so peaceful because you did not let yourself down and you did not let your creator down and you did not let all of the people down around you. You followed through and persisted. It's about continuing to go and continuing to grow. And when you continue to take those steps despite embarrassment, despite looking foolish, that is when you connect to your faith. That is when you strengthen your relationship to God. That is when you strengthen your relationship in all of your friendships, because you don't know how much you need them until you need them more than anything. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I have scream cried already maybe 50 times today. Okay, for real though, 20 times, because today is the first day that my product, Glossy, has shipped to people. Like, the product got on the truck, the customer got notified, and it really is heading towards you guys. I may cry throughout this episode. I had to come and record this, not only because I owe my producers an episode, but because I was like, I have to document this moment. This has not been easy. I started raising money in 2020 and the pandemic happened. And I remember thinking, how am I ever going to raise $2 million when the world has just shut down and everybody is afraid to spend money? And I had really, really savvy, incredible women who have raised funds multiple times tell me that I either needed to raise everything in the next couple months, and this was at the beginning, I needed to raise the $2 million in the next couple months, or I needed to quit this particular dream, because they said everyone will not give you any money during this time in history. And I continued to believe that the women that I would be asking for this fundraise believed in this message so much of women supporting women and wanting to be a part of something bigger than themselves and wanting to prove that together women can do anything, and that if we actually supported each other in the way that we know is possible, that this message can get out to the world. And these women showed up during the pandemic. It took me almost 2 years to raise the $2 million. I was able to raise the million fairly quickly. And then the last million was extremely challenging for me because I had kind of tapped out of my initial group of people that I knew. I had to go and meet new people. I had to ask for connections that I did not have. I had to get on the phone with people I did not know. I had to get in rooms that were extremely uncomfortable and talk about things that I didn't really understand, but I had to be willing to do it. And so looking back on this journey, I am so proud of myself for being willing to feel foolish, for being willing to share with people that I'm a beginner, but allowing the vision to fuel me. I am so grateful to my past self for not giving up when it got embarrassing, for not giving up when I felt dumb, for not giving up when I was stressed out, for not giving up from waking up for a year straight at 2 a.m. wondering how in the world was this going to happen, wondering what people think of me, or what was I up to, or was I really the person for the job if I can't get this done and this can't cross the finish line. I mean, these things ate me alive and they taught me how to deal with stress. Did I deal with it well at times? Absolutely not. It was horrendous. I absolutely failed at dealing with stress multiple times. I was a mess for a few months there, where I was in a deep, deep, dark depression, unable to share with anyone except for my husband, who, let me just tell you guys, I wasn't, now I am, which is so crazy that these like weird little gifts come out of this. I was not a cuddler. Like I was like, that's great. I'm not really a big cuddler, and Chris is. And because I was so anxious and couldn't sleep, I would wake my husband up every single night around 2 a.m. and ask him to hold me because my anxiety was so high. I didn't know how to calm my own nervous system. And this was just a crazy point for me of having to rely on other people. I had to make new friends and reach out to people who have done this before and look foolish and ask questions and say, I need help. Like, I need help with what I'm doing. I need help getting this across the finish line. I need help to know whether or not this is a good business, or if I have lost all my margins, or if I need to pivot, or what that looks like. And if you don't know the story, this started as a non-alcoholic rosé spritz and a light wine rosé spritz in a can. And while that was a great idea at the time, and this particular beverage was booming in the industry, it had a very short-lived time where it was a great idea. Then everything went up. Shipping went up, cost of goods went up, minimum order quantities went way up, which means if you were a new company, you'd have to spend so much money on a minimum order that it's almost not even worth the risk of having that inventory that you have to run through that has an expiration date. So these were all the things that you learn as a beginner. And not just that, it's really about knowing when to call it quits, knowing when to pivot, and knowing how to make sure that your business idea can withstand or survive a lot of these challenging circumstances in the world, because not many startups actually make it. And you have to give yourself the best shot that you possibly can to make it by asking these questions. And so when we pivoted and went into the new company, there were a lot of questions I was asking myself as far as, what can my margins be? Can this be something that can have a healthy business? How much is shipping? What does this look like? Oh my God, so many things that now have gone into creating Glossy to make this a really beautiful and hopefully profitable business, so that we can keep pouring back into the business, and also so that I can keep up with that vision of creating one of the most sought after ambassador programs that is out there. It is invite only right now. It's a very small number of people, but I want to build this up so that people can get paid off of something that they really love. So that is the plan. That is what we are doing. And I am so excited to say that your subscription should be hitting your doorstep very soon, if it's not already there. Or actually, sorry, next week, because I'm recording this a day before it releases. I just want to say to you guys, are you able to withstand this journey? I don't even think it's as much talent as it is the ability to hold feeling foolish, or to hold being patient, or to be able to release something while it is not perfect. Because you cannot wait until something is perfect, and you cannot wait until you look perfect, or you will never, ever, ever succeed, at least not to the ability that you could.
Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
So people say in order to be successful and in order to really know if something works, you need to release it at about 70 to 80%. So some people release the product at like 60%, which this could be an event. This could be an actual physical product like I have. This could be a course that you've created. This can be writing a book. Because let me tell you, I remember submitting my book and being like, oh my God, I want to redo the whole freaking thing. But this is 70%. This book is 70%, and I just don't think I'm going to ever be able to get it past this, even with more time. And I had asked for more time. They even gave me 2 more weeks. And I'm like, you just open up a can of worms of fixing something that you don't even know if it needs to be fixed or not, or what needs to be fixed. So with this product, I'm so excited because I won't know what I need to do with it next until I get feedback. Like, people are going to give me feedback. What do we think? How do we feel? Is there something that we can do better? Is there something that you love that we should focus on? Are there things and ways that this is making you feel that I am going to market the product even more? Like, even with our marketing right now, we have a general idea of how we want to market it because of the ingredients in there and what we know it's done for us. But once this is in your body for 60 days, we're probably going to get a totally different message from all of you. And that's going to switch and adjust our marketing. That's the same thing as when my book went out or when I have courses that go out. I'm like, oh my God, I had no idea that that story was going to resonate so much. I had no idea that this was the particular module that you guys were going to love. Like, I'm going to add that to the copy to really sell this on the next round. It is continual tweaking. And there was a beautiful post that I saw on Jasmine Starr. Had shared it, but I had seen it the week prior on Twitter as well. And it says, embarrassment is the cost of entry. If you aren't willing to look like a foolish beginner, you'll never become a graceful master. And honestly, I don't know if a quote has ever hit me harder at this point in my life than embarrassment is the cost of entry. Let me tell you about someone who has waited and waited for something to ship and release something to get in your hands and feel foolish because not only did my system accidentally trigger multiple emails that said things were going out, or we thought that the shipping date was going to be, you know, 2 months ago, and then we thought it was going to be a month ago, and then we thought it was going to be a couple weeks ago. Like, the amount of embarrassment I have had to hold walking into rooms where I told the event host that they would have product, or I would sponsor that event, or that I was going to be speaking and we would be talking about the product and the people would have it. I can't tell you how many people I've had to tell, I'm so sorry, it's not here yet. I know, I can't believe it. I know that I said this 3 months ago. I know, I thought this was a sure thing. Like, embarrassing to the nth degree. And to continue to show up in these rooms and take a breath and just say, if anybody has ever experienced any type of entrepreneurship, they will understand. And to all of the rest, they have not been in the arena. They are watching from the goddamn stands. And so this has been such a just moment for me of, it's okay if other people don't understand. In fact, have grace for the people who were upset with you, or have grace for the people who didn't have the patience to wait for their order. That's okay. I get it. Maybe they don't really know me. Maybe they're not in it for the mission whatsoever. I would probably feel a little disappointed as well. This whole journey has taught me to step in other people's shoes and be like, you know what? They're right. I mean, they were told they were going to get this product like end of January. So look at where we are now. And of course they're upset. I fully understand this. And having the backbone to be able to handle that and know that you don't have to explain everything. You can just accept it and say, yeah, that makes complete sense to me. Like, we're super late and we're super delayed. I would be upset too. That's okay. No matter what they wrote in that email, I get it. I'm sure that their bad day or their bad month also came into that email. And let me tell you, these are the things that you have to hold and that you have to feel and that you have to be able to do. You have to have and create the emotional intelligence to be able to know that you can't take it personal, and that business is the biggest personal development spiritual journey you will ever go on in your life, because you will be confronted with all of your fears. Everything that you have ever feared will probably come true. And you will also realize that it's not half as big, not even a quarter of as big, not even an eighth of as big of a deal as you thought it would be. And once you get through this, once you get through the things that you feared most, you become a person that cannot be stopped. You become a person whose success is inevitable. You will become a person who can dream a dream and see it through to the end, and then help and inspire other people to live in their purpose. And to me, this is the purpose-driven life. This is why we're here. This is what God wants from us. This is why we were put on this planet. This is who you know you came here to be. This is a life of peace. And as unpeaceful and embarrassing as I just said everything was, at the end of the day, this is a life where you can feel so peaceful because you did not let yourself down, and you did not let your creator down, and you did not let all of the people down around you. You followed through and persisted, whether you failed on your way there or whether you got there quicker, whatever that looked like. It's about continuing to go and continuing to grow. And when you continue to take those steps, despite embarrassment, despite looking foolish, that is when you connect to your faith. That is when you strengthen your relationship to God. That is when you strengthen your relationship in all of your friendships, because you don't know how much you need them until you need them more than anything. Until you can't go on without that prayer to God, until you can't go on without knowing that God's got your back, because you absolutely cannot do this as a human. That is the realization I've had over and over and over again. And let me tell you, I'm about to step on a massive stage, the Aspire Tour in Denver, and it has thousands and thousands of people there amongst incredible speakers, you guys, like some of the best speakers. And I would not have said yes to this if I don't fully believe that God's got my back, because I am not strong enough as a human to go on that stage, bare my soul, play full out, and think that I can even hang with these people. I only think I can hang because I know God's got me. And I wouldn't even have the dream of speaking in front of these people if he didn't plant it there. So I want you to remember that these things that you fear the most are the exact things that are going to turn you into the person of your dreams. They are the exact things that you need to burn away the old version of you. You cannot become who you are meant to be without stepping into the fire and melting away everything that you were. Because if you've ever heard the story of the Golden Buddha, it is like we are completely covered up with mud. We are completely built over. We are completely covered up. And you need the flames. You need the fire. You need the heat. You need that challenge to burn away the fear, to burn away the old version. You have to face it to burn it away, or the fear will take over. It will continue to grow. If you don't go and create intentional challenges every single day for yourself, and that's what a business is. It's an intentional challenge every day that you've created for yourself that you said, I'm choosing the problems that I am going to show up for. Life is not going to hand them to me. I am going to decide what problems that I am going to solve because they're going to give me the result that I want instead of life handing me a bunch of bullshit that doesn't get me the results that I want in solving other people's problems or dwelling on problems that really don't get me anywhere. You guys, if you are in it right now, congratulate yourself. Be so grateful to yourself for showing up to the resistance, for showing up to the problem, knowing this is the thing that makes me better. This is the thing that grows my faith. This is the thing that grows my capacity. Look at how much stress I can handle compared to who I was last year. Look at how I've created these healthy habits of going for a walk or, you know, passing on the wine every single night and going and doing these healthy things to deal with the stress instead of the negative things. Like, look at who you're becoming. That is the key to life. Make yourself proud every single day. I'm sending you guys so much love. I'm so grateful for you. You guys, if you have not yet, the website should be opening up soon. It is at getglossy.com if you want to go and check out that product. It would mean absolutely everything to me and beyond. 4 years in the making. And it is incredible. It's an incredible product. I know that you will feel something amazing in 30 and 60 days, and I can't wait to see your before and afters and just how you feel. So go to getglossy.com and get on that wait list if it's not open yet. Otherwise, it will be opening in the next day or two. So getglossy.com. Let me know if you go and get on the wait list or if you grab it so that I can give you a massive shout out, because this is how this message will get out into the world. And I'm telling you, this is so much more than a product. This is a message for women that we can literally do anything if we do it together. So thank you for all the support through the years. Thank you for your support right now. I couldn't do it without you. And I feel like so many of these episodes have been therapy for me. So thanks for also holding me in this container. And you guys, give me a shout out online for sure. And just let me know your thoughts around this episode. And I want to support you. I want to see what you're up to. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.